Middle School Flyer Advises Abortions Available Without Parent Consent. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 24, 2021. At Tacoma, Washington, science teacher distributed a flyer to middle school students advising that they can obtain abortions and birth control at any age without their parents' consent. Jason Rance, host of The Jason Rance Show on KTTH 770 AM/94.5 FM in Seattle/Tacoma, reported Wednesday students in a science class at Stewart Middle School received the flyer, which addressed various topics about sex, including emergency contraception, condom use, STD and HIV testing, and abortion. The flyer, which a parent subsequently posted on social media, noted regarding abortion, "You do not need to get permission from your parent or guardian at any age. Sick. You can buy Plan B emergency contraception at a local pharmacy without a prescription at any age," the flyer also highlighted. "You can buy condoms at any age." According to Rance, the Tacoma Public Schools District confirmed the flyer, designed by abortion provider Planned Parenthood, is authentic. Eric Hogan, the district's assistant director of secondary education, reportedly apologized to a parent in an email, claiming the distribution of the flyer was a mistake. "The flyer is not part of our curriculum and should not have been sent home with students," he wrote in the email obtained by The Jason Rance Show. Hogan provided the following explanation. "Previously, Planned Parenthood taught within our schools and supplied the flyer that was distributed to students. We discovered a binder of curriculum materials was left behind for an incoming teacher to use for this year, and this flyer was in the binder. Not realizing the flyer wasn't approved material, the teacher sent it home with students. Corrective action has been taken with this employee," Hogan added. Rance, however, went on to question how the teacher made the decision to distribute the flyer in the first place. "Did the teacher review the flyer before distributing it? Was there any concern that the flyer reminded kids they do not need to talk to their parents before making the adult decision to abort an unborn child? Did the teacher even have second thoughts?" Passing out the flyer displayed a stunning lack of judgment, Rance wrote, questioning if the teacher is a believer in pushing boundaries of materials given to kids, under the impression that they know more than the parents. In a recent comment to Breitbart News related to a girls' rock music camp joining with Planned Parenthood to provide sex education, Monica Klein, a former Planned Parenthood sex instructor who founded It Takes a Family, said parents should be concerned about Planned Parenthood having greater access to their children. "Planned Parenthood is uniquely skilled at getting the attention of future clients and attempting to step into parental roles, especially for young women. Parents need to be aware of these tactics and not only closely watch and vet what their kids are watching and who they are listening to, but step up and have those conversations with their kids about self-image, confidence, and intimacy. Because really, if parents don't do their jobs, Planned Parenthood is happy to take over, and that is terrifying." Rance reasoned that if distribution of the flyer was truly unintentional, it shows a notable lack of competence. That Planned Parenthood representatives were even allowed on campus shows poor institutional judgment from the district, Rance added. "Anything that tells kids they don't have to talk to loving parents or guardians, particularly on serious issues like abortion or birth control, should never find its way to a child."